Now let's start that again. So getting a little bit of room tone here, you're hearing some people laughing and having a good time, and you're also hearing the echo of the lobby of the Landmark Lowe's in Jersey City. I'm Dave the Clone from the Hollow Knight Network. I'm standing here with Todd Starouche from Theater of Terror. How are you doing tonight, man?
I am doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm great. So why are we standing in this like classic, I mean, would you call this a historical landmark theater? I mean, this place has got some history to it. What's going on here tonight?
It absolutely is. This is an old-time movie palace. It really is. And we are fortunate enough to be presenting the world premiere of the Theater of Terror horror anthology, aptly named the Theater of Terror.
Now, this theater made a cameo in the film as well, right? I mean, there's a significant portion of the story is going to be told right here. I can't wait to see it on the screen in the place that you guys filmed it. Tell me a little bit about what it feels like to be back here for tonight.
Oh, it's fantastic. The theater itself is very much a character in the film. This building, I think this was built in 1929, so there's a ton of history here. So God only knows what has gone on and what these walls have seen. So, yeah, it is pretty cool to be showing the movie and premiering it in the theater where it was shot.
Yeah, I mean, with the sort of, you know, having seen the film now at the Friends and Family screening that you guys had a couple months ago, when you think about sort of this tone you guys have captured with Tom's script and the pieces you guys have put together, the sort of classicness of it, there's something that feels like super apropos about being in a place like this. Is there something about that that kind of carried through when you guys were making the movie? It was maybe part of the energy from finding places like this to film in. Tell me a little bit about what you remember about when it was coming together and when you guys wound up shooting here.
Well, the anthology is very reminiscent of The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, and things like that. And that was our inspiration. And just movie palaces like this with history going back decades and decades, and the films that were shown here. And like I said, who knows what went on, you know, in the hidden recesses of this enormous theater. So, yeah, it definitely was something we thought about when the whole film was coming together, especially the story that ties all of our segments together. The theater plays a huge role in that.
Yeah. When you think back, do you have memories of like the first time you came to the movies as a kid and what it was like walking into a movie theater, and how are you guys trying to maybe recreate that effect for some of the folks who are going to be joining us tonight?
Well, yeah, I'm old enough to remember when a movie theater showed one movie at a time in a big auditorium. You know, and before they started getting carved up into multiplexes. So, yeah, I remember that feeling of being in this enormous room with a gigantic screen and these flickering images. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and it inspired just a lifelong love of film. And then here I am, you know, whatever, 40-something years later, actually making films. It's a little bit surreal sometimes.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for putting this together. I love the movie. I can't wait to see it on the big screen. We actually have the man of the hour walking in as we're recording this interview right now, so we'll be talking to him in a few moments. But is there anything that is the moment you're looking forward to the most seeing on screen tonight? I know that's probably a question a lot of people ask you. What's your favorite moment in the thing? What do you sort of, do you have a thing that you're secretly looking forward to seeing on the screen tonight?
There are quite a few moments. So we have some quote-unquote reveals in some of the segments, so I'm really looking forward to just seeing the audience reaction and then talking to our guests afterwards to get their impressions of the film. It's going to be a great night.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be walking around and talking to some folks, too. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you again, and maybe we'll talk to you and Tom afterwards and see how it feels once we're on the other side of it. But right now, we're, as you can hear in the background, it's a little bit of the chaos before the storm, or the calm before the storm is wearing off. Well, all right, man. I can't wait to go in there and check it out. So we will talk again later. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Take it easy.
You don't belong out here, do you, boy?
It's fucking bullshit. Nobody gives a shit about what goes on around here.
So what do you want to do, Cam? You want to take things to the next level?
So let's get bloody.
So Dave Maraska here at the world premiere of The Theater of Terror at the landmark Lowe's Theater in Jersey City. And I'm hanging out with an actual pack of wolves from the final piece. I did not know they were going to do that. Why don't we go around here and quickly introduce ourselves and tell everybody who we're talking to. I'll start right here on my right.
Patrick Boyer, special effects artist and an actor.
Tim O'Hearn, actor. Angus.
And I'm Alan Roe Kelly, and I play Mama in Endangered. These are my boys.
I gotta tell you, I've seen the film before, but seeing it on the huge screen here in this iconic theater where you guys were, where a part of the project was planned, what was it like for you guys hearing the reaction? We'll start with Mama. Go down the line here. When your scene came up,
fabulous.
Thank you.
Everybody thinks she's fabulous. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Really the best.
Thank you very much.
See, we're getting it all live. They were afraid. They were scared. Everybody
and
was horrified.
And that exactly is the type of reaction we've been getting, and that's been fabulous. And also, too, it was shocking to, like, have the film come out, finish and see how many of us are actually involved in this film. I mean, it seemed like half the theater was up on the stage at one point. That was really exciting.
I'm going to bring up Diane Hackett. She's one of our producers on the project. Diane, this is Russell Hackett, played Ned, he's one of our producers, he's also the winner of the Best Actor Award at the New Jersey HorrorCon for his role in Abducted. This is Tom Sarooch, one of our producers, and one of the oil pipeline men that got killed and endangered. Keith Mortier here, he played Barney Hill, he's also one of our location managers. Adam Ginsberg from The Gift, he played the shopkeeper. Sanjeev Sarani, he was our stuntman, he was our audio guy, but he was the John in the alley and he deserved it. In The Gift, this is Mr. Edward X. Young reprising his role as Henry Benson in our short film, The Gift. This is the lovely and talented Carrie Anna Ryan. I don't know where she gets it all from, but she's wonderful. She played Emma, the first role. This is my son, Jack Ryan, an important part of the production staff, my confidant, my best friend. Mark Elliott. Mark played Mark in Endangered, and what's better than getting the blood dumped on him, right? That was great. Timothy O'Hearn, Angus, better known as Angus in Endangered. Wipe your feet, buddy. Thank you, Dave. This is Dave Farrow. That was Dave's cabin where we shot it. He built that himself with his own two hands, folks. The lovely and talented Sarah Schuss, Laura, the enchanting Laura. Sienna Rita, she played Susan, of course, Yeager. This here is Patrick Devaney, he's an old friend of mine, and he got me into doing indie films pretty much. He was there when it started, and of course, Mr. Simmons. Tony DiBenedetto, he's our executive producer, but he was also the sleazy lawyer in Endangered. It's such a wonderfully talented Alan Roe Kelly here as Mama.
And also just to meet the other talents from the other segments. And, you know, Tom and Todd did a phenomenal job.
Oh my God.
But everybody in Endangered, I'm sorry, we love that piece. And, you know, we had so much fun working on it. And everybody was a joy. Yes. It was great.
Now, had any of you guys worked together before that you were on this project?
No, unfortunately not, but hopefully more.
Well, I'd say, I mean, you guys, definitely the Wolf Pack looked like a solid, cohesive unit. Even though we couldn't see your face under there, that was the scariest world I've seen in a long time.
That's how I prefer it.
And, you know, Patrick was in Abducted, too.
Correct,
you know,
right.
There was Patrick in Abducted, too. He's phenomenal.
So yeah, now, what goes into prepping for something like this when it's all like a brand new group of people? You guys are going to be playing otherworldly creatures. I mean, what are some of, like, why don't we start with you? What was it like for you to have to bring a character like that to life?
Well, for the ending part, the makeup, after I got the makeup on, it just came together.
Yeah, like, but now before the makeup, too, you still had to have that sort of monstrous, imposing...
Those canine qualities were coming out from the very beginning, definitely.
And did you instantly fall into sort of more of a parental role of this crew when you guys...
Well, yeah, I'm the oldest one in the bunch anyway, so that's very easy to do, so,
Who was the hardest one to keep control of out of the kids when you were working on this?
Oh, group? Where is he? He's not here right now.
The one that we're not
Tommy.
Talking to?
Tommy's not here right now.
Well, and so what was it like?
Notice how quick we got into that, right?
Oh, yeah, and right away you all have the same name. So, Tommy, I'm sorry they put you on blast.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very good.
And for you guys, when you're watching the rest of the pieces leading up to the
Endangered,
does that build the anticipation for you guys, knowing that it's coming, or are you able to enjoy the rest of the movie with that on the way? You know, tell me a little bit about what it's like to be
I tell you what, the production value and the quality of the cast and the cinematography of those first two were phenomenal. I've never seen them before, but
wow.
Especially the worm, man. The transformation and the cocooning
was
beautiful work. Yeah. Beautiful work.
It definitely felt like all this is very much on par with the classic, like Tales from the Dark Side and Twilight Zone type stuff. Are you guys looking forward to doing possibly another anthology? Or are you guys clamoring to be in something else? Tell me a little bit about what's next for you guys after this.
Definitely want to work with Tom again. I mean, all I'd have to do is get the call. I'm there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what the plans are as far as the next steps for the Theater of Terror, but I'm on board.
Nice.
I hope to build another creature.
Awesome.
Yeah, I hope you do too.
And what would be a challenging one for you if they were going to come up with a new monster for you? What would be something you'd want to do?
I mean, something I'd want to do. I mean, I've been thinking I wanted to do. I'm from Baltimore, the city of rats. So, so I want to make like a rat, an animatronic silicone rat that comes off my head.
Nice, nice.
That's what I've been dreaming of.
What about you, Alan?
What about me?
What else? What else would you like to play in that sort of a vein of a creature or something? Something different than you've done for this one, but if we were going to do...
Well, you know, it's very interesting because this year, it's like, I'm, as a matter of fact, my birthday is like in about an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm hitting that new decade. I'm going to be 60.
Wow.
Which means...
And I'm sorry, you misspoke and said 40, right?
No, it's no, unfortunately, it's 60. 60 is the new 60. Yeah, and it's... it's very interesting because I could see the writing on the wall because all I've been playing this year, hags.
Oh, wow.
Crones, hags, witches, and old grandma. So it's sort of like, I think it's kind of patched out for me at this point.
Gosh,
it would be nice to actually play a simple straight character for a change instead of some nutbag, but I love playing the nutty
stuff. It's better to be typecast than not cast at all.
Exactly, exactly. I totally agree with you on that.
Same
so,
here.
And anything is good.
This is Fortune out of the Big Man, but you know you know him better as Terry, right, Terry? You're being a real bag of some skins. Mike Scardella, special effects guru. Awesome. This guy worked on Endangered, he worked on Abducted, he worked on The Gift and The Bookworm. He did not work on Abducted, but he worked on everything else. This is Nelson Valila, he's from NVX Effects. He made the beautiful Heather O'Scanlan look like the beat-up, war-torn Donna. This is John Iwas. He is our cinematographer from The Gift. Fantastic guy to work with. Just a great eye. If you love The Gift, I love him. I love his perspective. This is Keith. Say your last name.
Arminitis.
That's how I would have said it. This is Keith Arminitis. Keith worked on The Gift. He was an extra on the street. He was our audio man. Keith was also in Abducted as an audio man, and he was in The Bookworm as an extra in the memorial scene. He was there. He helped us a lot on all the productions. Thank you, Keith. This is Paul Gemitter. Paul's a great friend. Paul played Charlie in our first feature film, Faces. He was one of our leads. And his film, he came in to help us in the production and background work. This is Kenny Will. This is the mastermind behind the UFO lights in the forest. Jennifer, of course, played Mother Yeager in The Bookworm. Wonderful actress. It's a big man, the bow man, Patrick Boyer. This is our alien and our werewolf. You need to see some of the props in the lobby later, but Patrick designed the wolf himself. Great guy, great actor. The beautiful Heather Drew, our news reporter. Heather does tons of indie stuff. She's a great talent. I finally got to work with her on this. And all her news lines, she basically knocked them out, punched them out like this. We only did retakes just to get more takes, but she was great.
All right, Dave the Clone still here on the scene at the Landmark Lowe's in Jersey City, New Jersey. We just finished watching the Theater of Terror, and I'm standing here with one of the terrorizers himself. Tell me about what it was like being endangered and why you tell everybody who we're talking to.
Oh, you're talking to Mark Abbott, and it was an absolute thrill to be a part of Endangered. I have always been a fan of werewolves. It has been like between vampires and werewolves, werewolves have always been my favorite. So when Tom said to me he wanted me to be a part of this production, and he sent me the script and I read it, and I called him. I'm like, is this a werewolf story? I'm like, I don't care what part you want me for. I've got to be a part of this.
Nice.
And it was two sets of times where we filmed. We did one set at the diner, which was great. Then when we went outside for that second half, it was extremely intense.
Yeah.
Those nighttime shots were grueling. I unfortunately had to lay in a pool of blood.
Yeah, you had some heavy lifting to do for this one, man. I was going to say, let's ease into how did they break that to you? Like, all right, I want to be in it. What's going to happen? We're going to cover you with a couple gallons of pig blood. How you feel about that? What was it like for... Because that was a high-action moment for the thing, and I think even from the reaction of the crowd, that got, like, everyone's like, whoa, did you see what just happened? What was it like for you watching it and watching it with the crowd kind of reacting along with it?
I love the crowd's reaction. I had seen a test run of the film with other people, and they had sort of the same reaction. But I was really curious as to how a large group would respond to that. Because it's a sudden thing. It's not something, I don't think anybody's expecting that to happen.
Right. When
I was approached about it, I thought it was an awesome opportunity. Chris Murphy, who's the guy who kicks me and causes me, we'd done stunt work together on other things. We had done stage combat for years. So it was very comfortable. We had actually come up with a more complex way of doing that, and Tom wanted us to kind of simplify it just from the camera angles and stuff.
Sure.
But what we knew going into this, it was a one-shot deal.
Right.
Like, once he did this and his blood went all over me, there were not going to be any retakes, so I had to get it in one shot.
Oh, wow.
So
talk about pressure on that one.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of pressure to make sure the blood didn't go too much to the left or too much to the right, or when it falls on me, it doesn't look like I'm hugging the bucket to make it. So...
Those are some of the minute details of how to get through staging combat. Now, you mentioned having done stage combat. You obviously have a big theater background. What would you say are some of the challenges of translating what you do on stage to doing it for a camera? And do you feel like one of them is more natural to you and that's where you want to stay? Or do you like doing both? How does this work when you're kind of moving from stage to screen?
I like both. It's just a matter of your mind realizing where you are. Because, you know, on stage, you've got an entire audience. You've got a theater of people looking from all angles at the same time. With film, the camera is really, you've got to make sure that you're not out of frame. So it's a little bit harder. And it all depends on exactly what it is you're being asked to do. Performance-wise... it's never really hard because, you know, being where your mark is supposed to be. It's only when you start to get into those scenes where, like, with the blood or, you know, combat or running from zombies or whatever it may be, you have to kind of change how you do things, and you have to remember that there's one lens looking at you, or sometimes two, and you have a box that you have to work in, so you have to make sure that in your mind, you have to see the audience. So I'm thinking about what the audience is going to see.
Yeah.
So that way I know, okay, I have to stay within this kind of confining space and make all of this happen in one small spot.
So what do you see going forward, especially after this experience? Do you want to do another Theater of Terror? Do you want to do another anthology? Do you want to take, like, a part that you played and expand it? Like, what would you say you're looking for now, project-wise, after an experience like this?
I would love to do another anthology. I've been a fan of, like, Tales from the Crypt and The Twilight Zone. I've always loved those anthologies. Really short, sweet stories that pack a punch. And I'd love to do another one. You know, if Tom called and said we're doing another Theater of Terror, and I, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I guess it would also depend on the story.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that gels with, or, you know, like Like I said, I've always loved werewolves.
Yeah.
And it was, there was no way I wasn't going to do this. So, you know, if, and the character speaks to me, and it's something that looks like it's going to be fun. And I really, it's choosing something that's going to be fun, that you're going to enjoy doing. If you're not going to enjoy it, or it sounds like it's going to be too much work, and you're going to be worried about time and, you know, whether or not this is right for me, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of these projects are a whole lot of fun, and I enjoy doing it.
Well, hopefully you get to play the werewolf or the vampire next time, right?
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, is there anywhere people can find out more about you? Anything you want to plug right now? Anything on Twitter or anything that you want everyone who hears that Michael Abbott was here tonight with us at Theater of Terror, if they want to find out more about him, where should they go?
Well, they can go to my website, whoismarklabbott.com. Everything's up there, from my books that I have published to the films that I'm doing, and also I do storytelling, live storytelling in Brooklyn. So the third Wednesday of every month, I'm at a bar in Bushwick called Precious Metal, 143 Troutman Street. You can come down, put your name in the bucket. You get 7 minutes to tell any true story. And, that's where I am.
Okay, that's awesome. I think the Hollow Knight Network is going to have to come check that out, because just that alone sounds like such a cool evening, a cool event. And this is how we find those things. We talk to cool people like you at cool events like this and find out about other cool shit that's happening. So that's awesome. Mark, thank you. I'm sorry I misnamed you Michael before. And we hopefully get to do this again sometime with the Hollow Knight Network, and we hope to see you on screen again too soon, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
John Zeon, Jerry, the father in The Gift. I thought he was great. This is Mr. Mark Boutros. This is our cinematographer for The Bookworm. Bookworm with Mark. Is there any more room on the end of the stage there? God, the whole audience was in the movie, huh? This here's Tommy McGuckin. You know him better as Eddie in Endangered. Right, Eddie? This is the incredible Louis Limits. Me and Louis go way back. Bar friends, college friends, film student friends. But Louis is the eye behind the camera on Abducted and Endangered and in our wraparound story that took place in this theater. Love working with him. Randy Mamoli. Look at this guy. He's getting bloody. Chris Murphy, great friend of mine. And of course, Murphy plays Earl. Murphy played her. Lauren Renahan, our star in Reparent Story, our star in Endangered. Wonderful actress, great work with her. And, you know, give these people a round of applause, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So please feel free. Let's do an impromptu Q&A in the lobby. Thank you all again for coming. I applaud you. Thanks for supporting us.
Anything you guys want to say to Tom and Todd for when they listen to this?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you.
So well done. So professional. Yeah,
just production value on this.
I mean, and from the audience side, too, you know, you're sitting there going, I can't believe I'm hanging out with the people who made this. This feels like it came right out of Hollywood and landed in New Jersey tonight. So congratulations to all
you
guys.
Thank
such
you
an
so
awesome
much.
Project.
Appreciate it. What's
awesome
your podcast?
It's called the Hollow Knight Network. We
plug
got a
yourself.
Whole, ooh, plug myself. A Hollow Knight Network spotlight. We're going to be talking about everything going on tonight, the premiere of the Theater of Terror, with the stars, with the creators, and with me. So thanks for hanging
out
with me, guys.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com. where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.